The house at 106 Wyndham Street is known as the Giles Alford House, having been built about 1862 for the Alford family. Giles and his wife, Adeline Caldwell Alford, raised four children in this house. Adelaide, their third child, was born August 31, 1865. She attended local public schools and graduated from the high school. Like her father, who studied at Westfield Normal School and taught in Windsor, Connecticut, Adelaide was also to become a teacher, teaching at the Natchog School across town. She was recognized in school district documents as a successful teacher. She also taught in Brockton, Massachusetts briefly, and later in Putnam, Connecticut. Adelaide served as chapter secretary to the Ann Wood Elderkin chapter here in Willimantic from 1897 to 1898. She never married and died at age 44 after an illness on November 15, 1909. She is buried with other family members in the Willimantic Old Cemetery. Her father, Giles Alford, started as a clerk in his uncle's furniture business in 1851 in Riverton, located in Litchfield County. He soon established his own general store. Despite business struggles, he was eventually able to find success. During the early years of the Civil War, Giles followed General McClellan's army as a sutler, selling general provisions. By 1862, McClellan had lost his command and Giles moved to Willimantic, which offered more prospects than did Riverton. He and his cousin James opened a grocery store on Main Street, yet his business interests were varied. He took up farming in Mansfield, Connecticut, and soon returned to Willimantic to open a hardware store where he and his son Howard formed with G.H. Alford and Sons. Giles Alford contracted to build the Horseshoe Bridge over the Natchog River, originally built in 1818. Later, he served as first selectman of Wyndham in 1875. This tour is brought to you by the members of the Willimantic Ann Wood Elderkin Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. As this DAR chapter celebrates its 130th anniversary, we honor the founding members by telling their stories at their historic Victorian houses.